From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. A Treasury Department statement said Kim Jong-sik is a key figure in North Korea's ballistic missile development, as well as Ri Pyong-chol. Also, they say that they've been involved in North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missiles developments and are leaders of North Korea's unlawful weapons programs. Hundreds of Palestinians have been detained since violent protests over Washington's plan to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. VOA's Jesu Seaman Oni reports.
Cell phone footage recorded on December 15th shows 17-year-old Ad Tamimi allegedly assaulting two Israeli soldiers. Monday, a military court ruled that she, along with her mother and cousin, also seen in the video, remain in custody until Thursday. This is the second time her detention has been extended since she was arrested days after the now viral video.
We can see that if the arrest would have been an arrest just for the sake of investigating what the footage shows, then Ad could go home long ago. The behavior of the police and security forces shows that this is a punishment arrest in order to humiliate her and her family.
Tensions have increased in the Palestine territories since U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital on December 6th. Since then, violent confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis have erupted, resulting in 12 deaths and hundreds of Palestinians detained.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar since earlier this month will spend another 2 weeks in jail. A court agreed with prosecutors' request Wednesday to impose a second 14-day detention on Walon and Kiasu on suspicion of violating Myanmar's Secrets Act. The pair were covering the military's brutal campaign against ethnic Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State, or Rakhine State, at the time of their arrest. Wednesday's court date was the first public appearance of the two men since they were taken into custody 15 days ago. Pani Mon is Walon's wife.
I've been going crazy. I never expected anything like this, as he has never broken any laws in his life. I believe in his morality, and that's why I'm worried.
Walon maintains that he and his partner violated no laws and assured their relatives they have not been mistreated. 40 Syrian rebel groups say they will not attend Russian-sponsored peace talks next month in Sochi, saying it's alarming Russia is circumventing the UN peace process. The rebels say Russia wants them to give up their demand that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must go. The rebels say the mediator in peace talks has to be a neutral and honest broker. They say Russia, as Syria's most powerful ally, is not. Less than a year into his presidency, Donald Trump has reshuffled the list of priorities on who among the country's refugees, undocumented immigrants, and immigrants hopefuls get to stay in the United States or enter in the first place. Few campaign promises have yet to come to fruition, but for the many affected, 2017's decisions and reversals have led to a year of personal upheaval. Ramon Taylor reports.
Sanctuary jurisdictions like New York have limited their cooperation with federal immigration authorities because they say they need their resources to fight local crime and not tear communities apart. But the Trump administration has pushed back on that logic.
There's this falsehood that's being pushed out there that sanctuary cities protect immigrant communities. No, they put immigrant communities at risk of more arrests because they're forcing their hand to go into neighborhoods.
In November, a judge blocked threats to strip federal funding from sanctuary jurisdictions, calling them a violation of the Constitution. But as with the travel ban, the court fight isn't over.
And now the waits. Liberians who voted Tuesday in the presidential runoff election may not find out for days the final vote tally. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai competed Tuesday to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.